week's parasha talks about the mitzvah of Chumas Hadeshem. This was the first avoda that was done in the Beis Hamikdash each day. What's the mitzvah? It says the pasuk, "Behirim es Hadeshem asher tochal va'eshes ha'ola al ha'mizbeach v'samo eitzel ha'mizbeach." The Kohen took some ashes from the top of the mizbeach, ashes that came from the fats and the limbs that were burnt on top of the mizbeach overnight, and he put them on the side of the mizbeach. Why is this the first avoda that's done in the Beis Hamikdash each day? What's more, the pasuk begins by saying, "Melavash haKohen midovad u'michnas ebad yilbash al besaro." The Kohen has to wear the michnasayim and the ksones when he does Chumas Hadeshem. The Ramban points out that really the Kohen Hedyot had to wear all four Bigdei Kohuna, not just the ksones and the michnasayim, but the avnet and the mikbas as well, when he did Chumas Hadeshem. Why does the Torah Dafka mention the Ksonis and the Mechnasayim? To teach two halachas. First of all, that Mido Shetahet Midasam, that the Bigdei Kohuna have to fit the Kohen properly. Kimidasam, they have to be the right size. He can't wear begodim that are too long or too short. And secondly, that the begodim have to be al basar, they have to be on the skin of the Kohen. There can't be any separation, any chatzitza between the Bigdei Kohuna and the Kohen's body. These are the two halachas that the Torah teaches us with the extra words of the pasuk. The question is, why did the Torah have to teach this principle, that mido kimidaso, specifically in the context of Chumas Hadeshem? The Kli Yakar gives two answers. First of all, he says that the act of Chumas Hadeshem is done with ashes to symbolize that it's important to control one's gaiva. The Kohen should feel humble and lowly, just like the very ashes that he's taking off the mizbeach. And perhaps that's precisely the reason why the Bigdei Kohuna have to fit him properly. To remind the Kohen that he shouldn't get carried away with himself. He shouldn't wear clothing that's too big for him. He should never become arrogant or haughty, even though he's involved in very special work, and he's given special chashivas in the community. Maybe that's why Chumas Hadeshem is the very first avoda that's done in the Beis Hamikdash. To remind all of the Kohanim that they should keep the proper perspective when they do the avoda throughout the day. But there's a second point as well, says the Kli Yakar. And that is, because Chumas Hadeshem is done with ashes, it looks like a malacha kala ubezuya. It looks like a less important avoda, a somewhat disgraceful task. So there's a concern that perhaps the Kohen will wear clothing that's a little too short, a little too small on him, so it won't become dirty from the deshen. There's a concern that perhaps the Kohen will treat the avoda, you won't treat the avoda with the proper respect. That's why the Torah has to emphasize that even for this avoda, his begodim have to fit him properly. These two messages of Chumas Hadeshem are so critical to keep in mind. First of all, the need to control one's gaiva. We certainly have to be careful with all of our midas, but especially the midah of gaiva, because gaiva is often the root cause of other bad midas, like chas, nekama, running after covet. The Rambam stresses in Hilchos Deos and Perek Beis that although for most midos one should take a balanced approach, when it comes to gaiva, one should act in the extreme. You should avoid gaiva totally. As the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos and Perek Daled, ma'od ma'od heve shval ruach, one should be exceedingly humble. He should stay far, far away from gaiva. This is one of the lessons that is highlighted by the mitzvah of Chumas Hadeshem. But there's another lesson as well, and that is the need to appreciate the importance of every mitzvah we do, both large and small. People have a tendency to gravitate toward mitzvahs which seem exciting and glamorous, like dancing for a chasen and kala, giving out lots of shalach manas, hosting guests for Shabbos. These mitzvahs take effort, but people enjoy them. But cleaning up the table after the guests have left, or washing dishes, doing the so-called dirty work of chesed, that doesn't seem as appealing. But it's also part of the mitzvah chesed. People often feel more excited about a Shabbos or a Yom Tov davening than they do about a regular weekday mincha. People are taken by fancy brisket Torah, but they're not as turned on by the busy work of learning Bekiyas or doing Chazara. The mitzvah of Chumas Hadeshem teaches us that we have to appreciate the value of every mitzvah, of all kinds of mitzvahs, the enjoyable ones and the more difficult ones, the glamorous ones and the less exciting ones. Because by being careful to fulfill all kinds of mitzvahs properly can a person achieve a real sense of shleimus and shabbos.